On other matters, you met your group, the GUI NGL group here of the more left-wing parties in the Parliament. You met with Michel Barnier during the week, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator. What did he say to you that was any newer or different to what he's been saying all along about the Brexit negotiations?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I think it signalled that Michel Barnier is a willingness to engage with all political groups, and he wants to hear what the different views are and to get a sense of what all the MEPs right across the spectrum have on Brexit. Now, I have to say I wasn't entirely confident of any great progression being made in the Brexit negotiations. He did reiterate, of course, his commitment to Ireland, and he singled out Ireland quite a lot in his address to us. And how, you know, what a special case it is and how we need to support Ireland, and that they're very much keeping that in mind front and centre of the negotiations, particularly in relation to the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement and all of that. I would have preferred to have been able to have an opportunity to say to him, and I will at some stage, create that opportunity to say, look, we need to be looking at the common fisheries policy. I feel like I'm the lone voice when it comes to fisheries and Ireland and Brexit saying, look, our sea doesn't recognise, our fish don't recognise borders. The common fisheries policy is the most integrated policy of any EU nature, more so than agriculture, more so than any other policy, because of the fact that we share waters. And until they tackle this head on, how are we going to manage with quotas? How are we going to manage with other vessels coming into Irish waters and we supplying 33% of the EU waters possibly post-Brexit? Now, this is something that you can't sort out within 6 months. And Barnier last night was saying, well, you know, in the next phase of negotiations, you know, 3 months down the road. And my worry is, well, when is the common fisheries policy? When is Ireland's fisheries going to be front and centre on that agenda? It needs to be. And in relation to the finances of it, because, you know, Karen, I always love talking to you about budgets. The last time that we had Monsieur Verhofstadt in talking to the budget committee, we were talking about the settlement. Now, I would like the language to be changed. I always think that, you know, using this term of it's a divorce bill, it's a divorce settlement. It is not a divorce bill. It is simply paying up what they owe. It's their debts and what they committed to the end of 2020. Now, up until a few weeks ago, Theresa May said, well, we will pay up as far as February, and they're leaving in March. And that's a bit like you or I deciding to buy a new car and saying in February, well, you know what, I'm not going to be driving it in March, so I'm not going to pay for it. Now, how do they still want to be part of some of the EU funding streams, for instance, Horizon 2020 or Interreg or any of these cohesion policies or CAP for that matter? So, are they saying they want to have that but not pay into it? So I think that's where the blockage is. Until there's an agreement made on the financial settlement that the British people owe the EU, I think we're going to see very slow progress.
Just on the fisheries issue, and of course it is going to be hugely complicated for Ireland in particular, and of course the other EU countries also, because they'll be affected in terms of the existing fishing rights they have. But none of those issues are going to be discussed at all or negotiated, sure, until the first phase of the negotiations involving EU citizens, the final bill and Northern Ireland are sorted, and it's highly unlikely they're even going to be sorted by the end of the year.
It's incredibly and looking more increasingly unlikely that they will be sorted. And like basic things like the single customs union, or the, you know, how is that going to work in terms of trade, the freedom of goods, services, people, all of that. But my point is that because the common fisheries policy is so integrated EU-wide, that it's not just an Irish-English thing. You can't have a kind of a bilateral agreement without affecting all of the EU. I don't think that the Norway agreement is going to work, for instance, because, you know, they're very much part, they're far more integrated into the EU, something that the Brits, I think, don't want. So I don't think we can be leaving it until the last minute, until the next part of the negotiations. So unless they start realistically looking at this transition period and what that entails, and that then they bring in the common fisheries policies, that we look at it, because I would say that the whole common fisheries policy has to be redrawn, reformed.